Blog Talk Radio.
I'm kind of excited about what's going to happen today. As a matter of fact, I hope everyone is having a good day so far. Thanks a lot, guys, for tuning in. You're tuning into Locker Talk. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com, and you're listening right now live on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll find about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Thanks a lot for tuning in. It's always great to be able to be the first voice that y'all guys will hear on a Friday morning to kick off your weekend. So thanks a lot for tuning in, and all those who are on Instagram that's checking in as well, thanks a lot for checking me out. This week with Locker Talk is a very exciting week. It's a very exciting week every week. You know, I can't remember the last time I was excited to see a football game, which was last week. So everything is pretty recent with football. You know, again, thanks a lot for tuning in. Hey, you can shoot me a message anytime you want to. You can hit me up on Twitter at Locker_Report, Instagram at Locker_Report100, all small caps, Facebook, LockerReport.com, and you can shoot me a message directly, email-wise, at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. All right, so thanks a lot for joining in. This is Locker Talk, and a lot of great things to get to, especially what happened with last night's football game, which is something that I definitely can't wait to talk about, considering the Nick Mullins effect. So I will definitely break that down because he did come through the process, and I'll let you know more about him that most people in the media do not know about. You know, they put out a lot of stuff last night, you know, about his background in the school and everything, but they forgot the most important element was when he came through the regional combine, and I'll talk about that, you know, shortly. But before we get to that, I definitely will talk about what happened last week with the NFL regional combine players, what they did in week 8. And there was a lot of guys that showed out, especially on the defense side of the ball. These guys really went at it last week. So I definitely will touch base about talk about that and talk about what to expect this weekend. Nick Mullins kicked everything off for the platform, and I'll get into that a little bit later. So, again, you're listening to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll find about NFL stars of tomorrow today. So there's no need to worry about waiting down the road. I'm going to open your eyes up to some good talented football players so you guys will know who to pull for, know that story, know that background for all those who I've touched and was able to, you know, help promote and evaluate through LockerReport.com. And you can always go to my publication at Locker-Report.com. And everything I talk about, you'll find all the content there about what I do with affiliated with NFL football operations and how that is intertwined with Locker-Report.com. So you can always go to that publication and see how I cover the NFL. Now, for those of first time listening, first time even looking at me on Instagram, if you want to hear about solid NFL news, what goes on a daily basis, whether it was trade or rumors and all those different things that's associated with the league, this is not the show for you. There are a number of platforms and also television networks that will talk about that. But my job here is to enlighten you about the NFL. Basically, I like to say enlighten you with the NFL within the NFL. So I'm going to let you know about some good, juicy stuff that is not out there. But I guarantee that down the road, you will know more about football, but most importantly, more about players that's in the league, especially those that went undrafted, because their stories are just as intriguing than those who got drafted much higher, which is always a congratulations to those guys because they put themselves in a situation where they didn't need to have to, you know, worry about getting looked at or have to, you know, hope and pray that a team will pick them up because they pretty much was a shoe-in. But there's always another side to every story, and I like to talk about those tough, tight stories. That's the part that gets me rolling, and that's the part that actually makes me feel as though I have a purpose in doing what I'm doing. So that's why I'm here talking to you guys right now. But to start the show, I always like to start off with a little bit of NFL news, far as history-wise, because there's a lot of things that's going on with the players in the league. A lot of history that's being made on a weekly basis. And one of the other players that have an opportunity to make history this weekend is Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL when passing yards with 2,526 and touchdown passes at 26. Now, that's through the first 8 weeks. But for him, he had thrown at least 300 yards in his first 7 games this season because they had the bye week. Now, this Sunday, if he throws for another 300 yards, he will tie Andrew Luck, who did this in 2014, as the only quarterbacks with at least 300 passing yards in their first 8 games in the regular season. They'll be the first two in NFL history to be able to do it. So Patty Mahomes have opportunity to be in red air with Andrew Luck, who did this or accomplished this feat in 2014 with the first 8 games played, having over 300 yards passing. Now, right now, Patty Mahomes is sets tied with Drew Brees, who did this in 2011 when he went 7 games straight with 300 passing yards. Right now, Patrick Mahomes, he's tied with Drew Brees right now, but if he get 300 yards this Sunday, which I'm confident that he will, playing against the Cleveland Browns, a team that's really good on the defense side of the ball, so it's not going to be as easy. But with the components that he have around him, I'm quite for sure he's looking to get back at Baker Mayfield, because they did have a classic game when he was in college when Texas Tech had played Oklahoma, and how Patrick Mahomes had about almost 800 yards passing and 7 touchdowns, and Baker Mayfield had about 6 touchdowns with close to 500 yards thrown in that game, but Baker Mayfield team won. So I'm quite sure that Patrick Mahomes want to get a little get back in this game, especially on the professional level. So that's a game to watch just for that, because if you watch that game, you'll see that these two guys want to go at each other, because Baker Mayfield had the best of him when he was actually in college. So make sure you tune into that game. That's going to be a really fun game to watch. Now, also, what we're going to look at with Patrick Mahomes, he could be the third quarterback in the league with at least 4 touchdown passes in 6 different games during the regular season. Now, he can have opportunity to tie Peyton Manning, who did this in 2014. I mean, who did this in 2004 and 2013, and also tie Dan Marino, who did this in 84, because Patrick Mahomes thrown 4 touchdown passes in the 3 consecutive games. And if he do that against Cleveland, he'll tie those 2 legendary Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So that's something to watch out for if you're looking at stats, especially in fantasy. I know you guys want to look at it anyway. Now, Deshaun Watson, Houston, Texas, quarterback, he passed for 5 touchdowns and had a rating of 156 against Miami Dolphins last week. Now, he has 42 touchdown passes in 15 games. He just need 1 touchdown pass Sunday, where he would tie Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and Dan Marino with at least 35 touchdown passes in their first 16 career games. So Watson can be able to be in red air with Hall of Famers Kurt Warner and Dan Marino. So that's something there to watch out for, too, when you look at what Deshaun Watson is going to do this weekend. And Cam Newton, now he have a career rushing total of touchdowns at 58, which is the most by a quarterback in NFL history. Now, he have at least 5 rushing touchdowns in at least 7 of his first 7 games this year. Now, if he rush for 4 more touchdowns this season, which he will face Tampa Bay this weekend, a really good defensive team, all he just needs is just 1 touchdown to become the first quarterback and 7th player overall in NFL history to at least have 5 rushing touchdowns in 8 consecutive games. So that's something to watch out for with Cam Newton. So a lot of good history this weekend, especially involving young quarterbacks. Probably say, well, how do these young quarterbacks continue to do so well? Well, this is what they're doing. So it's a great thing. Parity in the league. It's a lot of scoring. It's up. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about Nick Mullins, one of the guys that came through the NFL Regional Combine. I will talk about him and some other guys that had some good plays this week, and some guys that actually had some firsts for this season alone. So I definitely will touch on that. I'm going to take a little pause, come right back, and we'll jump right into it. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network.
Required listening with Amazon Music. dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at AmazonMusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll find about NFL stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to worry about waiting for tomorrow. Let's find out some about some good players right now. I'm your host, Barry Bonds, founder, CEO of Locker-Report.com, where you can go to that publication and see all the content that I talk about on this show posted on the site. You'll find some real good, interesting players that no one know about right now, but they will real soon. It's just a matter of time, like for several players, even like with Adam Thielen, who I would definitely talk about later on the show. Look into what's week 9 as another history landmark that he can make as well. Now, last night was a big game for the San Francisco 49ers, and it was a big game, a huge game for quarterback Nick Mullins. Last night, it was a historical night, not just for Nick Mullins, but also for the platform itself. Nick Mullins actually is the first player from the NFL Regional Combine, a quarterback, to actually start an NFL game. So the NFL Regional Combine was invested through the NFL operation in 2012. And since then, they had only three quarterbacks that came for that from that process that actually was able to be on an active roster during the NFL season. The first person was B.J. Daniels. He came from South Florida. He came in the league when he was actually drafted by the 49ers in the 7th round, but wound up being traded to the Seattle Seahawks, where he won a Super Bowl ring that particular year. So he was the first quarterback from the process to make an NFL squad. Now, B.J. Daniels was also the first player from the regional combine platform to actually throw a pass during the regular season. That happened in December in 2015 in week 16. So he was the first one to throw a pass. Now, Joe Callahan was another player who came through the process, actually came through the Baltimore regional combine in 2015. That's where several good guys came through there. They got a guy named Denzel Good, who was offensive lineman, who got drafted by a Colts. One of my favorites, Matt Lingle, he came through that process through that year in the Baltimore platform, through the Baltimore workouts, and I will talk a little bit about him in this show later on as well. So when you had Callahan come through that process, he actually got signed with the Green Bay Packers. Knowing that Aaron Rodgers was going to be there, I knew for a fact that he was not going to get the opportunity to be there. And so to at least start or take over that team, because Aaron Rodgers, they're one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, is still kicking butt in the league. So spent a lot of time on that practice squad, made that active roster. This same year, it was kind of funny, in the same year, 2015, what happened in 2016, my fault, when he came through, the Saints picked him up and signed him to their practice squad. And then that same year, the Browns picked him up and put on their active squad. And then by the time that year, and the Packers got him back. So that particular year, Callahan was all over the place. Last year, he did make the roster with the Philadelphia Eagles practice squad. Didn't do too well in the preseason of this year. Right now, he's a free agent. Right now, Daniels is in the CFL playing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So he's still having his professional career as a quarterback. But Nick Mullins was the first one from the NFL Regional Combine to actually start an NFL game. Now, what no one really knows and what the media will talk about, because, they weren't there. In 2017, in the New Orleans Hell Trials with the NFL Regional Combine, that's where Nick Mullins had made his first appearance. Coming from southern Mississippi, where he broke many Brett Favre records. And Brett Favre even called him last night when he was on air and also sent out a major tweet that just went crazy. So it was kudos for Brett Favre to reach out to someone that is an alumni that did very well, probably better than him when he was in college. For him to reach out to him, that was great. But when Nick Mullins came through the process, I'll never forget, when the quarterbacks come in, they normally warm up by throwing a ball to other quarterbacks just to get loose. And there were several other quarterbacks that was there. Nick Mullins was pretty much the first player there getting ready for, you know, to go in to do his workouts. And when he came in there, he was already loose and he had his stuff off, you know, ready to go. And he was throwing the ball. And when he was throwing the ball, normally, typically when you're throwing to another quarterback in that situation, trying to get ready, trying to get some reps, you kind of throw the ball a little soft. But he was throwing the ball like a madman. He was throwing the ball really hard. He was on the purpose. And he's a matter-of-fact type guy, you know, very humble, but he keep everything in perspective. Now, he had a solid workout in which he was one of the guys who I interviewed while I was there because I believed that this guy was going to be really good in the league. And so I told him, they say, listen, you know, I think you're going to be a good quarterback in the league. You could be great because, in my opinion, at that time he had this, betrayed Brady type of qualifications. Not saying he's going to be another Tom Brady, but for someone that was overlooked, and despite of him being the player of the year in the Conference USA and still not have scouts look at him, that chip on his shoulder was really big. So when I told him that you're going to be really good in the league, I really believe that you're going to, things are going to happen. He said, well, hopefully he get there, you know, but he appreciated the comment and he appreciated the time that I took out to talk to him. And I've been talking about this kid ever since. And you go to locker-dashboard.com and you just type his name in as one of the tags, you'll see how I follow his career all the way on up. And so get to the 49ers. He go there dressed up in a suit like he was going for a job interview, which it was. Impress the 49ers staff. Next thing you know, they sign him right after the NFL draft in 2017. They still drafted C.J. Beathard in that same draft in the third round because they knew they needed a quarterback. But they still brought in Nick Mullins there. He showed himself that he can play in this league throughout training camp, through the preseason, made that practice squad last year. Last year, I was thinking to myself, well, I believe that he's better than Beathard. Beathard is an okay quarterback, but I believe that Mullins is better. And I said it's only been a matter of time that he's going to oversee that guy and take over the starting job down the road. But Jimmy Garoppolo signed a big deal. As he got traded for the New England Patriots, so I said, okay, now his opportunity there may be shot. And then I thought about it. Garoppolo gets hurt a lot. They may keep, you know, Nick on this roster. Sure enough, entering the season, Jimmy was okay, wind up getting injured. You don't want to wish anything that on someone like that. But given his background, that was something that I was expecting. And knowing that Beathard was going to get the opportunity to be the backup, although Nick Mullins outplayed him during this year's preseason, but Nick Mullins still was able to make it on that practice squad, and Kyle Shanahan recognized that we can't let this kid go because he do know our system. When Garoppolo got injured, they brought in several veteran quarterbacks to come in to see if they can try to fill that void. But what they did, they promoted Nick Mullins to the active roster, knowing that his opportunity could come. And so I posted an article that the opportunity is here. Will we see him on the field? I had in the back of my mind that he was going to play this year because, like I said, I don't think Beathard is good. Is better than him. And so Beathard, although give me the 49ers only won one game, that's when Jimmy was in charge, when he was leading that team. That's the only win they had this season. Beathard, although the 49ers was a little bit competitive in the games where C.J. played, but when he could not grip the ball this week after playing, after losing a tough game to Arizona Cardinals, that's when the door opened up for Nick Mullins. Finding out that he was going to be the starter early this week. Then it went public yesterday right before the game. And last night we saw who Nick Mullins is. You know, he's a solid quarterback. He got his head on straight. He's always the first one at practice, the last one at practice. This guy's a football player, and he is a proven winner. Last night we got a chance to see it. Now, we know he played against the Oakland Raiders team that's still trying to find themselves as well, but it's still the NFL. There were countless quarterbacks that came in and played against teams that really was not that good but still struggled because it's the NFL stage. For Nick Mullins to come out last night, play on the national schedule, play in front of the whole country, not knowing who is – I mean, not recognizing the fact of – the world recognizing him as a player with all his expectations, with everyone expecting him to fail. Hey, he's going against Derek Carr and his Oakland Raiders team. They shouldn't have this much problem. But you saw how he got out there. He was comfortable. He delivered the ball precise. And the thing that what makes it interesting for a quarterback. The reason why a quarterback position is so hard to figure out how they're going to translate to the NFL is because at the regional combine, these quarterbacks that come in are playing with pass catchers who they're not familiar with. They're throwing the ball to guys who they know that that's not familiar with the way how they throw the ball, with the rhythm, with the speed of the ball, the way how the ball spins. All that stuff is something that, that quarterbacks and receivers love to have as to be familiarized with. And when you go to a regional combine, you playing, you're throwing the ball to guys you have never met. You don't know whose skill set is really good. And oftentimes when they get in that situation, the quarterback try to throw the ball to the pass catchers, trying to throw it to them in a way that they will be pleased with and how they would catch it. And oftentimes they made these quarterbacks in the regional combine look bad. Now, there's probably some other quarterbacks that was probably pretty good, but you probably won't know how good they were because they were throwing to a whole bunch of guys that were dropping their balls, did not handle their passes. What Nick Mullins had did, and one of the things that even with Joe Callahan did, but Nick Mullins was a little bit more capable, that when you're in that situation, you have to make the receivers come up to their level. What Nick Mullins did in New Orleans when he had that workout in the regional combine, he made those pass catchers come up to his level. He threw the ball. He made all the right throws, all the NFL throws, thrown on a rope from 40 yards out, which was one of the hardest throws that a quarterback could make coming out of college, trying to get to the NFL. He made those guys step up and catch his ball to make sure those guys knew how to catch a quality NFL pass. And so that was one of the cool things about Nick Mullins that jumped off the page for me, why I said, okay, I want to talk to this young man, because he made those guys step up in that workout. And that was the reason why you had the 49ers that brought him in. He had a solid pro day. And next thing you know, history is being made right in front of us. So Nick Mullins continued to kick butt. I mean, continue to cover you. It was great to see you last night. It was a great, great outing that you had showed in front of the nation. Now, jumping into what happened last week with the NFL Regional Combine, the players they did in week 8. It was a great week, and we talked about another history-making moment from a player from the platform. You'll listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll find out about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. Adam Thielen broke the record, first 8 games to start a season with 100 receiving yards. So kudos to my man Adam Thielen for making history that he did last week. Now he's going into week 9, having an opportunity to pass Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson. Now, what he did in passing the all-time record for the first 7 games, what the record that he tied with was with Calvin Johnson in one season to have at least 8 straight games with 100 yards in any point of the season. So that was the record that he had tied also while he was breaking the first consecutive 8 games of 100 receiving yards. Now, if he go over 100 yards this weekend, which I'm confident he will do in Detroit, then he'll be the sole owner of that record and making it 9 games with 100 receiving yards and doing it in the first 9 games of the season. So kudos to him. He also caught a touchdown pass in that game. He caught 8 passes in that game against the Saints for 103 yards. We all know the outcome. The Saints went to work that game, but he still was able to manage to break that record and also had an amazing catch in the first quarter of that game as well. You got to catch that how he caught the pass behind the receiver when he was going towards the sideline. That was a great pass there. Also in that game, you had C.J. Ham, who's a fullback for the Minnesota Vikings. He carried the ball twice in that game for 1 yard. He came short of scoring a touchdown, his first NFL career touchdown. Just came just a little short on. But he'll get another opportunity again because not only he can run the ball pretty good, he also can catch the ball pretty good, where he had close to 100 yards on this season with 6 receptions. So that's what happened with the Minnesota Vikings. And now, Steph Roberts is a wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Now, Steph Roberts, I would say a couple of years ago, who came through the NFL Regional Combine in 2014, about 2 years ago, I labeled him as the best third down wide receiver in the league with Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. Those guys commanded a lot of attention, but Steph Roberts was that one that would always go underneath, run the slant route, or we got pretty much caught a lot of his passes made plays after the catch. And so he was really, really solid. Now, the last two seasons with them bringing in Jared Cook and doing some other moves, they're going to Cordell Patterson. His role kind of diminished just a little bit, but he's starting to now get back into that rhythm. Now, when Amari Cooper got traded to the Dallas Cowboys last week, I talked about how this could be the opportunity for him to get back in a good graces with Oakland and get back on that same page and that same rhythm that he and Derek Carr had a couple of years ago. This Sunday, he was able to make a touchdown against the Indianapolis Colts, which, by the way, he blew past Kenny Moore, who came through the process last year. Kenny Moore is an up-and-coming cornerback in this league, and Seth Roberts had put a double move on him and blew past him so fast. he beat him out by like 7 yards. No one was near him. The safety didn't get there on time, and he pretty much just walked right into the end zone. That was an awesome pass that Derek Carr had threw deep to the right side of the field. That was with 12:01 left in the first half from the Colts 31-yard line when Derek Carr threw a deep pass to the right side of the field, and that's when he blew past Moore. Now, in that game, Seth Roberts had two passes for 42 yards, pretty much a game that was almost like his average, tweaking around halfway point of the century mark of receiving yards. So it was like his average game. I just hope that although last night he didn't really show off anything, it was Nick Mullins' show, and Derek Carr didn't get enough time in the pocket to really hit his receivers. But I believe that the rest of the season, knowing that Amari Cooper is not there, I think Seth Roberts is going to get more looks and more targets. On the defense side, Brandon Copeland for the New York Jets, who's actually lives near the Baltimore area, he's having a beastly quiet season this year. Three sacks. He got another sack this Sunday against Mr. Trubisky in the Chicago Bears, where he also had three tackles in that game. But he was able to get a sack, and he had tripped up Mr. Trubisky when he was trying to roll out on a 3rd-and-3 play late in the first half. So he was able to get to him, making his third sack of the season. This is Copeland's first year really on the major side of the defense side of the ball. So to see him doing so well this year, it's really good to see that he's finally getting his chance with the Jets to show that he can be a viable defensive player in this league. And across from him on the bad side, I've been talking about Roy Robinson Harris all season long, and he continues to amaze, continues to put pressure in the pocket, getting in the quarterback's faces. Last week, he got four tackles in that game. I mean, he disrupts so much in a game that does not show up in the stat sheet. So to see Robinson Harris continue to kick butt after going through the process in 2016, this guy is fantastic, and he is definitely growing. Benson Imaiway, who's a defensive end for the Arizona Cardinals, pretty much had his best game of the season, where he had five tackles. Knowing they needed that game against the 49ers, knowing they needed to get to C.J. Beathard, knowing that they really need to have that defense to step up to help out that offense, that's when you see him, then he came through, and he came through in a huge way. And so kudos to Benson making things happen for Arizona as he continued to do what he's supposed to do to make that big money going into the offseason next year. He signed a 1-year deal with the Cardinals to prove himself, and I think that he's putting himself in position for the big cash. Also, in that game, this week, he had a couple of punters, all-pro punter Jimmy Hackler, doing his thing for the Rams, pinning Aaron Rodgers deep in that offense, so they had to keep dealing with, that Rams defense. And then you had Jordan Berry, who landed 2 of 4 punts inside the 20 in a critical situation in that game when they was playing the Browns. And when you have punters that can pin offenses deep, that's always a good sign in there. Well, folks, that's pretty much my time coming to an end. Make sure you guys watch Week 9 of the NFL. Watch Adam Thielen become the sole player in NFL history to have 9 games with 100 receiving yards. That's going to be a good game to watch from another player from the platform, continuing to build everything up. Like I said, Nick Mullins kicked everything off in Week 9. I wish all the guys there to keep kicking butt. Matt Lingo had his first catch last week for the Bengals. They had a 4-yard catch late in the fourth quarter. They had the punt on there, but Matt Lingo is on the field a lot, on a lot of blocking, which he's very strong, very intense, and I believe that he's going to earn more targets, and I can't wait to see him get across that goal line this year. You listen to Locker Talk, the Best Fed Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I hope everyone enjoyed this day, show today. I will have this show uploaded on the publication at locker-report.com later on, and you can always shoot me a message anytime and on my social media networks. Everyone stay blessed. Talk to you guys soon. Goodbye.
better bring a check around. To the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Taught her how to talk like that. Give that big idea. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table, drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn a baby to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess. Hey, son, better get on back to town. Face the sad old truth, the dirty law down. Put those ideas in your head. Have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
No. time that I'm with you, boy, you take control. I'm your captive audience. Thank you.
Yeah. Sound crazy. What about a dinner date for two at my place?
You're rushing me, but I think about it.
Hey, excuse me.
I fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Seven.